If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Howard Tolman is one of our longstanding guests. In fact, the very first show I did on WGN, I featured Howard Tolman. He was a guy that I said, Howard, please help me. Can you join me on the show? And wow. I appreciate that you're here every Tuesday, Howard.
Yeah, and boy, that's scary. It's been quite a while. We've been at this for years.
Yeah, and all of that time. And the years I knew you before that, I had no idea you had a Pez dispenser collection.
Yeah, Pez and lunch boxes and soda pop bottles. It's a sickness. You know, you don't just collect one thing.
And were you doing it since you were a kid and then all through law school and through your marriage?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, it was it's a very interesting thing. I mean, I had some other collections which were stolen over the years by my younger brothers who remained at home. You know, it's not the kind of stuff you take to college with you.
Right.
But I've been at it for a long, long time. And it's, you know, it was the derivation of eBay, which of course grew to be a multi-billion dollar business global. And the article that I was writing was about, if you don't keep going, if you don't, you know, introduce and innovate and update the services you're providing, other people jump ahead of you and pass you by. And what was interesting was this article today is mostly about, Fanatics Live, which is one of these organizations that is now addressing the complete lunacy around sports collectibles. And what's funny is, you know, it used to be collectibles were old, and these days collectibles are just, you know, the audience is just as substantial for something that's brand new. In fact, one of the features of these new auction sites is unboxing and unpacking and breaking, they call it, where they, you know, show you the first version of a new sneaker or a new collectible. And then everybody goes wild.
Right. I mean, just the unpackaging, and they're waiting to see, in the case of cards, what card they're going to pull out. It's that anticipation, and people are into it. They watch it so closely.
Well, it's, you know, I have to say, and this goes back a little bit to esports, you know, when they told me that they were going to rent out the United Center and have two guys sitting at a card table in the middle of the United Center floor, you know, playing a video game, and that tens of thousands of people were going to pay to sit in the stands and watch on the Jumbotron these nerds playing Twitch or playing whatever game they were playing. I didn't believe it. And yet, who knew that the biggest revenue streams from esports are by far the millions of people who are watching online. They're not there. They're not participating in the sense of, you know, participating in the game. They're watchers. But
And Howard, let me stop you for 1 second. Let me introduce you to Colin, our producer. Colin, who was at the United Center at the event he just described?
It was the summer championship for League of Legends in like the summer of 2021. I was there.
Totally. You know, listen, this started in 2017. The Bird's Nest, which they built for the Olympics in China, and the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, were converted into these viewing venues where players sat, and really tens of thousands of fans bought tickets, merchandise, jerseys, you know, everything. But all of that, I mean, that's just one, you know, a wave. The Chicago company that I'm really excited about, and I'll be writing about next week, is called Unicorn Auctions. And lo and behold, they discovered this enormous market for bourbon, for wine and spirits, online auctions. And they've tapped into the crazy collectors who are, collecting and trading these things. But, you know, these collectors end up with 100 or 200, you know, bottles in their house and don't know what to do. So they've grown this company from an auction house to now a storage facility to now a marketplace. I think they have over $100 million of products stored in their vault in Chicago, and they have something like over 100,000 customers as well.
Oh, my gosh. And meanwhile, eBay is kind of gone. It's yeah. behind, right?
Well, you know, well, it's just so complicated. You know, this is the Yogi Berra line, you know, that it's so busy, I never go to that restaurant anymore, you know. And, you know, it's hard. There's friction. It's complicated. And it doesn't match this new mindset of kids, you know, and of young collectors who want it to be interactive. They want it to be video. They want it to be right now. And there's just a lot of friction in their old system, whereas the unicorn guys are so ahead of the game. And this is true also of Fanatics, but you know, they're so far ahead of the game that now the stuff doesn't even move. You know, that what they do is you trade something with someone and it still remains in place. It's just owned by somebody different. I mean, it's a whole different world. And again, it's all part of the crypto universe that we're headed toward.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an interesting article. Thank you so much for joining us, Howard.
All right. Thanks, and talk to you soon. By the way, Beach Party, Boss
Thursday
Beach Party.
Thursday night,
right. I'll see you there.
Yeah, Howard and his wife Judith will be there. Last year, Maria Pappas was there, and Big Cat, Dan Katz from Barstool Sports is going to be honored. He'll be there. It's going to be fun, Howard. Can't wait.
Yep. See you then. Thanks.
And last year, Howard went home with a dog. So we'll have a few of those adoptables that you won't be able to resist as well. Howard is an entrepreneur. He is the general managing partner of G2T3V and Chicago High Tech Investors.